Teacher, and a plain and simple but endearing welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Lots, seriously lots of variety this week. Bluesy guitar to start with. That was guitarist Bill Jennings on a prestige LP called Enough Said! Exclamation mark. It also came out on a status LP called Guitar Soul, to confuse us. Recorded at the Van Gelder Studio in New Jersey, August 59. It's said that Bill Jennings was really a frustrated saxophonist, as he was always biased towards the reeds in his playing style. He says he was more influenced by Charlie Parker and Herschel Evans rather than any of the previous guitar greats. That was Dig Uncle Will, written by brother Jack McDuff on the Hammond organ, and he is on this recording, but in a very quiet, supportive role. Wendell Marshall bass, Alvin Johnson drums. Huddersfield born a pianist, composer and educator, Howard Riley has just died, a week shy of his 82nd birthday. He was very much in the free jazz school, where he helped found an avant-garde style that was European rather than simply following the American jazzers. I chose a couple of his songs that are more to our style of jazz. Thank you. This wondrous label album is called Beyond Category due to the uniqueness of Howard Riley's piano playing. This album has 17 songs written by either Monk or Ellington, layering Howard Riley's style on top of Monk's Well You Needn't, which we've just heard, teases out new subtleties in Monk's work. Solo piano, obviously. Recorded in London, Feb 93. And just in case you're not sure where Huddersfield is, it's in the Old West Riding of Yorkshire. If you're not sure where Yorkshire is, shame on you. From the 70s onwards, Howard Riley taught at the Guildhall School of Music and Goldsmiths. His Saturday morning jazz workshop ran from 79 to 2020. More from Howard Riley later, but now it's time for Ellington. That was from Duke Ellington's The Queen Suite, and famously, only one solitary LP was produced, with instructions to his record company that no other copies would be made in his lifetime. The Duke had been presented to the Queen in October 58 and was so moved he himself paid for the recording session and for sending one single copy of the LP to be delivered to Buckingham Palace. We heard the opening track, Sunset and the Mockingbird, recorded April 1st, 59. The song was inspired by the bird song that the Duke had heard when travelling through Florida. On inquiring, he was told it was a mockingbird. Surely it's time we heard from Nina Simone.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine how much I want you? Well, the more I see you, as you go by, I know that the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try.
Was the Harry Warren 1946 song The More I See You, lyrics by Mack Gordon, and it appeared first in a film called Golden Horseshoes. It's perhaps not the song you'd most associate with Nina Simone, but with her we expect the unexpected. It was released on her A Single Woman album from 93, and Nina and her then record company Elektra simply wanted something a bit different from her previous recordings. Recorded in Hollywood with a wonderful trumpet solo by Jack Sheldon. Michael Melvoin is on piano, note not Nina. John Cialdini guitar, John Clayton bass, Jeff Hamilton drums. Next, a Pacific jazz album called Tenors Head On, not a so-called battle, but two chums on tenors complementing each other perfectly. Thank you. Two tenor front line plus an ace rhythm section in October 56. The tenors, Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka, no, perhaps not household names, but very highly respected within the jazz community. They trade fours, then Perkins solos first. Hampton Hawes on piano gives us a very upbeat solo. Red Mitchell bass and Mel Lewis drives the whole show on drums. The song, Limehouse Blues. We've played Nitai Hershkovitz a few times recently. He's back again, but this time on an Avishai Cohen Blue Note album. Avishai Cohen is the leader here on bass, although he also contributes a piano solo to finish off this Feb-March 2012 recording session in Gothenburg, Göteborg. But it's a duo and very much a joint enterprise with pianist Nitai Hershkovitz. The two had met up when Nitai was playing in a Tel Aviv coffee bar. They hit it off straight away, with the more experienced Cohen drawing inspiration from his much younger colleague. That was an Avishai Cohen compo, Calm. From Sweden, we go to our Jazz in Paris piece. It's Jazz in Paris, Volume 44. The title of the album is Lionel Hampton and His French New Sound, Volume 1. So we know Hamp is on vibes, plus René Utrega, piano, Sacha Distel, guitar, Guy Pedersen, bass, and Jean-Baptiste Mac-Cac Reels on drums. And a formidable front line, trumpets, Nat Adderley, Benny Bailey, Bernard Houlin, Dave Amron, French horn, Maurice Mernier, clarinet and tenor, William Bukaya, baritone. The song was Crazy Rhythm, recorded in Paris, March 55. This album only has 4 very long tracks, so sadly and rudely, I faded it out once everyone had had their solo slot. Let's hear from pianist Howard Riley again. His very first recording session as a leader was in 67, but an amateur recorded him leading a piano-based drums trio 7 years earlier, 1960. Thank you.